An FBI raid of a Virginia home uncovered a stockpile of more than 150 homemade explosive devices, the largest the agency has encountered in its history. Federal prosecutors are now asking that the alleged owner of the explosives, Brad Spafford, remain in custody following a search of his home. Spafford was arrested on December 17th for allegedly having an unregistered short-barrel rifle. However, the investigation into Spafford began after a neighbor tipped off authorities that he was stockpiling weapons and ammunition. The neighbor also told investigators that Spafford had told them he lost several fingers during an accident involving a homemade bomb in 2021. Prosecutors said when FBI agents executed a search warrant in December at Spafford's 20-acre property, they found pipe bombs, an instruction book for building explosives, and hazardous materials in areas his family could easily access. Court documents indicate that Spafford labeled some of the bombs lethal, while others were already loaded into a vest. Prosecutors argue Spafford should stay in custody because he poses an extreme danger to the community. During a hearing on Monday, December 30th, a counterterrorism FBI agent testified that Spafford holds anti-government beliefs and supports political assassinations. According to court documents, investigators found a majority of the explosives in a detached garage on Spafford's property. Other unsecured devices were reportedly in a backpack that investigators found in a bedroom. On Monday, a federal judge granted Spafford's release pending trial. However, the judge put the decision on hold after the Department of Justice requested further review, citing new evidence. Spafford's attorney argues that the government is speculating he poses a danger based solely on his political views and says there is no evidence he has ever threatened anyone. In a Tuesday, December 31st filing, Spafford's attorney said he is a hardworking family man with no criminal record. His attorney also said he is not a threat to others. The judge will make a final ruling on whether Spafford should remain out of jail while awaiting trial.